In anticipation of some heavy snow showers, the Utah Avalanche Center has issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the mountains of northern Utah. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
In an online video, avalanche forecaster Craig Gordon describes the kind of snow we've seen in northern Utah since the new year.
We've been enjoying this light, fluffy blower powder. I mean, this stuff has been falling straight out of the sky.
The kind of snow skiers and snowboarders pray for. But in the next few days, it's going to be a different story.
Warm, wet, and windy. That's going to put a dense, cohesive slab on top of all this light, fluffy snow.
And dense snow on top of fluffy snow, along with expected high winds, is a good recipe for avalanches, especially near Logan and the Uintas. But Mark Staples, the director of the Avalanche Center, says the danger is not expected to stick around.
It's not a long-lasting problem. It can go away in 24 to 48 hours.
It's just a matter of time before the fluffy layer becomes dense and compact with the added weight. In the meantime, the risk is easily avoided.
What is really cool is that we know where avalanches happen, and that is any slope steeper than 30 degrees.
So if you're on a 28-degree slope, which Staples says is basically like a blue run at a ski resort, you don't have to worry about avalanches. Utah's Department of Transportation is also on the lookout for potential risks, especially near roads and ski resorts, including a temporary and routine closure of Little Cottonwood Canyon Wednesday afternoon. Lee Hale, KUER News.